Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, fintechs have had an interesting ride in the marketplace. First, some organizations saw them as a threat, but then soon came to realize that by leveraging the value that fintechs brought to the industry, they themselves could provide much better products and services than they could on their own. Then we saw a wave of unicorn fintechs that really seemed to show that there was no dollar limit too small to acquire the right fintech. And for savvy programmers and industry professionals, they saw this as a huge opportunity, and fintechs began to spring up all over the marketplace. This, of course, was great for the market as it flooded it with new ideas and innovation, but also caused some confusion. With all these new fintechs, how could an organization know who they should partner with? So on today's episode, I'm going to be speaking with Ted Yacobuzio, who is the Vice President and Managing Director of Research at Mercator Advisor Group, about how organizations can get the answer to that very question. So without any further delay, let's start the show.
So, Ted, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, where we're really taking a look at just the fintech space here. So to start off our conversation here, I'd really like to get from Mercator Advisor Group's perspective and your perspective, you know, because I think the word fintech is a little bit of a catch-all for some organizations here. So I'd really love to get your perspective on how is it that you define the term fintech?
That's a great question, Ryan, and I'm happy you asked it, and I'm happy we're starting off with it because it's always good to define your terms. A fintech is a small technology company that has created usually one application program interface or API that solves a specific problem in the financial services industry. So when we say small, what does that mean? Well, I mean, I don't want to get into an SBA definition and say less than $50 million in revenue, but you know, you might if you see someone that has a solution for a particular problem, whether it's in fraud, whether it's in transaction management, whether it's in portfolio management, anything like that, if they solve one particular problem and they're not the biggest company in the world, then they're a fintech. Perhaps the best way to define it would be to say what it's not. Fiserv is not a fintech. FIS is not a fintech. TSYS is not a fintech. Just put it that way. To say that big integrated processors who might acquire a fintech, that's hardly implausible, are not fintechs. Fintechs are smaller firms that solve usually one problem or one issue in the financial services technology area.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I think it was certainly very important to point out that larger organizations obviously can acquire these fintechs and acquire the technology that they create there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the company itself, therefore, is a fintech for it. Now, fintechs are certainly very interesting because of their size. You see a lot of them cropping up in the industry almost on a daily basis. I mean, I don't think you can look into the payments or banking space on a daily basis without seeing a new fintech crop up that has a new solution, whether it has to do with authentication in terms of fraud management or any other area that they're looking to kind of provide value to. Because as the industry is starting to realize that the data itself is almost as important as the payment itself, it's really provided an opportunity for all these fintechs to spring up. But with all these fintechs really springing up, really kind of starts to then beg the question for a lot of people who have been in the payments industry for quite some time of, okay, we recognize that there's new value here that these fintechs are bringing to the table, but with there being so many of them, it's kind of hard to say, okay, who is it that we should partner with on it? And so I know Mercator Advisor Group has really developed what they're calling the Fintech RFP Council program that's really helping its clients sift through the wide variety of available options to be able to find the best solution for their specific use case. So maybe you could kind of unpack that program for our audience here today.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The whole RFP process is black magic, especially to smaller institutions and smaller firms, because this program is aimed both at institutions and at processors themselves or at solution providers themselves. RFPs are an onerous, detail-driven, knowledge-based process that many find difficult to manage. I don't think, however, that this program is aimed at Citibank or HSBC. I could be wrong. On the other hand, there are plenty of banks of a certain size out there and credit unions that have a hole to plug in their processing shop and know that there are APIs out there and want to do business with a fintech in order to find a partner who can plug that hole for them. So the partner that we're proposing Mercator Advisory Group to be is someone who would be a trusted advisor during the RFP process. So what are the qualifications for this partnership? You have to know the space. In other words, you have to know the problem that the institution or the processor is trying to solve. You have to know the problem solvers. You have to know who's out there in terms of fintechs who have something like a round peg for a round hole that will plug this leak for the financial services institution. And you have to have someone who is familiar enough with the space that can guide the institution through it. So what we do is we lay out in front of you what your choices are in terms of a fintech partnership. Say there are 7 firms to choose from or 12 firms to choose from. We then circulate the RFP after we've written it to your approval to those firms. We vet the RFPs and then we pick, say, the 5 finalists. We then use a proprietary Mercator matrix, which is something we've used on many, many programs and projects before, where we generate through a weighted average in terms of characteristics and attributes of that fintech, who is the right partner for you. Now, are we going to prescriptively say, choose supplier A? No, we're not going to do that. But we will give you the 2 or 3 with the highest score and run down, because it's very unlikely that one of them is going to do 100% of what you need them to do or do exactly in the way you want. The choice is up to the institution. We lay out the choice for them, but we take care of the paperwork. We take care of the meeting scheduling, and we are able to help them come to the right decision about a fintech partnership without going through the process alone and without a trusted advisor at their side.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, when I'm listening to that, I mean, really what, and I don't want to oversimplify it here, but really what I'm hearing is just kind of the knowledge and expertise, right, is really kind of what it boils down to in terms of like a, well, why Mercator Advisor Group itself, just because it has been in the industry and it is such a trusted advisor to the payments industry. But I'd like to get down into kind of, you know, take a little bit deeper of a dive into that, right? Because, I mean, a vast majority of what makes Mercator Advisor Group great is the analysts themselves and the extensive industry knowledge that they bring to the industry here. So perhaps maybe you could kind of dive into that a little bit in terms of just why is it really kind of the Mercator analysts that are kind of the X factor in providing that extensive industry knowledge to this RFP council program that you have?
Because frankly, if it weren't for the expertise of the analysts, the only thing that this program would be able to offer would be clerical assistance. The RFP vetting, the writing of the RFP, the culling of the RFP, the curation of the RFPs, and then the institution would still be on its own. The value, although believe me, that can be a time suck beyond belief. However, the value of the program is precisely the knowledge that our analysts have of the business. They know the universe of fintechs that are going to have a solution for the issue or the problem that you're trying to solve. And they're going to bring that to bear. Then they are going to be able to vet the responses. They are going to be able to ask the right questions in the RFP. And they're going to be able to guide you to make an enlightened decision about the partner that you choose moving forward.
Yeah, and I mean, to that, I think, in my opinion, I think it goes a little bit beyond that, right? Because obviously you're taking a look at, or the financial institution is taking a look at the problem that's in hand right now, that they're saying, okay, well, we realize that there's solutions in the marketplace, but they also might not be asking themselves a question of, okay, well, what's down the road? We may be looking to solve the problem of today, but maybe Mercator or Mercator Advisor Group does have that insight to say, well, we know where the industry is going to be heading in the next 5, 10, 15 years. So, yes, this fintech may look attractive to you right now, but you may not see these other questions that are going to come up that may align you with a better fintech. And knowing that kind of insight ahead of time is certainly a huge advantage to that. But kind of beyond that, I mean, let's stay with that in terms of just from your point of view, what are really kind of the direct benefits that the Mercator analyst can provide with this whole fintech RFP process?
The direct benefits that the Mercator analysts provide are a trusted advisor who's like an outboard staff member, frankly, who will get you the information that you need to construct the RFP along the right lines, to vet the RFP with the right criteria, to curate the RFPs with the correct eye on solving the problem, and to help you make the right decision. The head of our debit and alternative payments practice used to run the debit portfolio at a major Midwest bank. The director of our credit advisory service used to run portfolios at Citi and Chase. These people have vast experience in all of these areas, but more important than that, or just as important as that, they are observing the industry on a day-to-day basis. They know the weaker brethren. They know the ones with the right solutions, and they're going to be able to help you come to the right conclusion.
Excellent. Yeah. So let's look at the other side of the coin here, right? So let's look at the fintech side of things. So is this program able to help and support fintechs realistically that are looking to build partnerships, but really kind of need help with that whole RFP process?
Yes. I mean, we could easily flip this program around and go to a fintech who may have 75 or 50% of a solution, but needs a partner to present 100% of the solution. One of the things that we've done recently, and we've done it a lot actually, is to help those who have begun putting together programs in the prepaid space who are searching for either program managers or those who can help them to actually get the product to market. I'm thinking especially in the payroll and the earned wages space. We've done a number of projects lately where we've helped those who have written the code to productize and also to find the right program managers so that they can go to the merchants and offer the program. So yes, it can be flipped around.
Yeah, I'm glad that there certainly is there. And I mean, I'm really glad though that you also brought up in terms of just like the payroll side of things, because I mean, there's been multiple conversations that I've been having on the podcast episode in just terms of all the fintechs, just because of especially COVID-19 really kind of being the catalyst for people working at home and especially business to business payments and individuals now being forced to do all of that payroll and accounting from home and not in the office, and newer and better solutions are certainly needed to be able to go with that. And you've seen a lot of organizations kind of scramble to say, well, who is the right partner that I need to partner with? Because now it's kind of becoming essentially table stakes for a lot of those organizations to adopt those new processes. But Ted, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about the Mercator Advisor Group's FinTech RFP Council program. And I hope to have you back on the program real soon.
Happy to do it, Ryan. Thanks very much.